Lucy, Super Sally, Super Joe, these will make them so, so happy. Don't know, you have to make these white men in their 40s feel happier. Don't ask where they were on January 6th.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking few, dude. What's up, man? How are you doing?
I'm well, dude. I'm well.
Fucking thank Christ for that, dude. Damn, dude. Welcome to another spine-tingling episode of Super Sally Joe's. Just a duo cast today.
Yes, just today's just, single.
We're just doing it. Just we're getting back to our roots.
Yeah, our third member was going to come, but he was he got... what's it called? He was sexting a 19-year-old TikToker.
Yeah. Mike, if you haven't heard by now, Michael Good has taken his own
Dude,
that would be fucking wild if he actually did die by the time this episode drops. Because, like, damn, dude, breaking news.
Yeah, leave it in, and he would like it, though, if we made fun of him dying.
That's like a Shudder original movie where it's like... podcasters who lie about current events, they start to come to fruition.
Ooh, I like that. Yeah.
Damn, dude.
Oh, we could do that.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, and this chick's going to suck my cock. And then, like, the next scene is, like, a woman sucking my cock. And I'm like, oh, my God.
How'd this happen, dude?
And you're like, if that's the case, yeah, what's next? The president has AIDS. And then, like, okay, ladies and gentlemen, I have HIV. It's not a death sentence.
And I'm not gay.
It's a beautiful disease. Damn, dude. That's a fucking... What a power... Damn, we're... Already, dude, this podcast is essentially paid for itself. It's like when that drug addict Kevin Smith riffed out the plot of The Walrus on his podcast.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Remember that one? What? Tusk.
Dude, Tusk, yeah. I took my cousin and his black friend to see it.
Yeah.
His black friend no longer talks to me.
Honestly, good, dude. Yeah. So thank
one
you, Kevin.
Less.
Thank you, Kevin Smith, for purifying his list of his circle of friends.
He was like, how are you going to let someone turn you into a walrus?
I feel like Dogma was his, like, crescendo.
Yeah, the 90s were it for Kevin Smith. If you like, I rewatched Zach and Miri Make a Porno recently.
Yeah.
It's really weird. It did not hold up.
It kind of, I mean, like, it's like basically like, because he did Dogma, and then what? That's when he kind of just started, like, okay, now I'm going to move on from Jay and Silent Bob and try to get, like, more mainstream. And then what, it was like Jersey Girl or something like that?
I don't know after that.
I forget like the timeline, but eventually like his shit kind of sucked. So he was like, I'm going to pivot back to, you know, the Askewniverse, basically.
Dogma was the big, like, this is funny, but also you piss the Catholics off.
Right.
So that, like, that ingratiated him. And then after that, he could kind of do no wrong after that.
Like, remember when, like, the Catholic Church was protesting Dogma and he was, like, out with the Catholic
Church?
Yeah,
that was really funny.
That was, like, peak Kevin. Before, it was, like, fucking crying over every single superhero movie.
Dude.
Yeah, it's, like,
God,
anything. And it's, like, dog, like, you can enjoy a movie, but it actually, like, diminishes the endorsement if you cry over everything,
dude. And his explanation for it was, like, one time I read a comment that was like, hey, man, people make fun of me because I like superheroes this much, but when I see you do this, like, I know I'm not alone. And he was like, and ever since I saw that, I just let the waterworks go. And I'm like, you cried over, like, The Flash TV show, bro.
And then, like, you're going to fucking probably cry over Ezra Miller and the stuff that they did. Where it was like, just let him fucking groom and rape a child. Let him fucking take a gun over state lines.
Yeah.
It was, and, like, that was, like, wild. And, like Warner Brothers had hitched everything on that Flash movie.
Ezra Miller, clearly weird guy. He must have been raped so hard by some Hollywood exec.
Turned out.
Everything he got thrown at him, when they came for him, he was like, bye, and everyone just left. Like, nothing happened to Ezra Miller, except he doesn't have a real...
He doesn't have a career, but, like, he should be in jail.
Yeah.
You know?
He's on film hitting a woman, a lot of grooming accusations.
Yeah, texting a child.
Yeah.
And this is all before... it was after they announced the Flash movie.
Right.
And it was, like, before... Like, when they should have been doing a press run, they were doing damage control for all the things Ezra Miller was doing.
Yeah,
and then the movie sucked.
Yeah,
on top of it
good.
All. It probably pissed off fucking Because like there were like a lot of A-listers that were involved in the movie. Like it brought back George Clooney's Batman.
Yeah. What, Keaton?
Yeah.
Yeah. The CGI in that movie, though, is
awful.
What you noticed this, too? CGI is going backwards.
It's getting cheaper to produce, but the quality is going down as well.
It's horrible.
Like, you look at like a movie like, what was it? Pirates of the Caribbean and The Curse of the Black Pearl, and like you look at the Davy Jones CGI, looks fucking amazing. Jurassic Park from 1993, a fucking 30-year-old movie.
It's still like the crown jewel
good.
Of it. Yeah.
Well, like they moved away from like animatronics and they focused more on CGI.
Yeah.
But now it looks like the early two. It looks like Scorpion King CGI.
Yeah, dude.
Remember that shit?
Oh, dude, like, I thought it was so cool when I first saw it, and on the rewatch, you're like, oh god.
Yeah.
It's so
like
bad.
All of those like early 2000s action movies that were the first to incorporate CGI, and they kept saying like, and it seamlessly incorporates CGI in live action, and it's like, no, it fucking does not.
Not anymore.
Not at fucking all, man.
The Snow White dwarves, have you seen them?
They look awful.
They look terrible, dude.
And then like you have Gal Gadot, who's like just a crazy Zionist.
She's like, would she say I'm a Oh, what's it mean? Like, she said, I'm a resident of Israel or something like that.
She served in like the IDF.
I know, but she said I'm a generational. It's classic Selly. whatever. She's a
Jew.
Yes, but it's the generational citizen of Israel or something like that. And people were like, Israel's only been there for like two generations tops, maybe one generation, you know what I mean?
It was
so a thing of like, oh yeah, yeah. And then the Snow White chick's all free Palestine, and
that's so funny, dude. It's like
but then, wild. And one of them's an evil queen and one of them's just a lowly princess trying to make her way in the world. He looks more like he looks better than the dwarves do, and I don't mean like Finny looks bad. It just Finny doesn't even look like a dwarf.
Right.
If you put him in the movie, he'd look
He should be. He'd be fun, dude. Snow White and the Seven Fins.
That'd be cute.
That'd be fun, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, CGI is fucking awful now.
Yeah, I didn't see it. I'm not going to go see it. I mean, that's not
I have zero interest. And, like, all that shit comes out on Disney Plus in, like, a month. Like, that's the thing. I feel like stuff's, like, not even in the... Well, except the movies I want to watch on streaming. Like, I want to watch The Substance.
No.
That's not out yet. And like fucking every other movie is.
Yeah.
You know?
Anora's on Hulu, dude. You gotta watch it.
I already watch enough porn, dude. I don't need to see this fucking like porn with a fucking storyline.
Yeah, you don't even see penetration for real.
Yeah, dude. I'm fucking brain rotted, dude.
Yeah.
And like I feel bad for like Gen Z and Gen Alpha who have just like grown up with internet porn.
Yeah.
Like I'm lucky I didn't consistently start looking at titties until like my late teen. Honestly, like until I was like 18 and was in the dorms, because before that, the idea of like having your own computer with internet access was like impossible for my generation.
Foreign,
you know? And so it was when I went to college and like it's like, oh, you have, well, here's the thing, you could have up to like 10 gigabytes of internet in the dorms before like they ping you and they're like, what are you downloading? But this was in like 2004, so like 10 gigabytes was like basically like 10 terabytes now.
Yeah. Right.
My roommate actually got in trouble for downloading too much, because that was right when torrents got big.
Oh, I remember. Yep.
Because that was
ruined
the thing.
My mom's computer.
Yeah, I ruined multiple. Like I thought, like the average shelf life of a computer was like 8 months. You know, because I was just downloading so much shit. But then, like my friend told me about BitTorrent, which is like, oh, this is cleaner. You'll download directly from a website and you can download multiple shit. Dude, it was awesome. Like when I first started BitTorrent, and they're like, they can't really track it as much. Cause like there was like a hot window when they didn't even know what to look for. It just looks like a download.
Right.
You know, so we get like movies, and I've been all digital since then.
I know you're your digital library is extensive.
Yeah. I'm all about that. I hate, you know, but like, it's like, I could never have like that much. If it was like still on like discs and shit, you know,
true.
I have like a whole bookshelf full of shit, and that takes up too much fucking space.
Yeah, I have a bookshelf full of DVDs, but they're
not your parents.
Yeah, they're my parents. So I can't. My room's too small.
That's the thing, is like I'm leaving stuff at my mom's house, and my mom is constantly messaging me and saying I need to pick it up. Like she's like, you need to get your Godzillas. Like I have like eight, like, and they're not like these like. You know, I have like that mini Godzilla there, but like this is like a full ass big Godzilla.
That's awesome.
You know, big ass fucking Godzillas. And like, mom, you live in like a 2-story house all to yourself. Like, just.
Yeah.
let me keep some of my shit there.
Keep it in a keep it in a corner that you're never in.
Yeah. It's fine, you know. It's fine. Yeah. Plenty of stuff to go through.
Yeah.
You know. And if I had space for them, God knows they'd be here, you know.
Yeah. I know we started out with it, but not only, I don't know if you noticed, if you checked the news today, not only is Vince Gatto in trouble for messaging.
All of the Impractical Jokers are.
Everyone but Sal is going down right now, dude. I don't know.
What's
going
to happen? What's
going
to happen to us, dude?
Nothing.
What's going to happen to us, dude?
I'm going to actively fight my accusations with just being like, I'll see you in court, shithead. Like, nice. For real. Like, I'll be like, yeah, prove it. Fuck face.
But then they have,
a picture, a screenshot of me saying, did you have fun last night? Why didn't you film us having sex? Oh, because it didn't happen. Loser. And that's what I'll
be. You got to make him sign an NDA.
Yeah, that's what Leo's getting away with, dude. Even though those chicks are complaining to friends of mine who tell me. I told that story one time. That was such an annoying night.
But, that's like, they fucking loved it.
Yeah.
Not just Joe God, but like all the other ones.
Murr is going down today.
Murr, but he's so sweet and
dude,
innocent.
Murr, there's like
what
legit.
What'd he do?
A woman, a girl. So it's not really, it's a woman, but she's a woman now. But a woman said when she was between 16 and 18, she messaged Murr, went to his hotel room. Mm-hmm. There's pictures, allegedly, like I didn't, you know, go too deep on this one.
Where were they? What state?
It's just London. This is a London
age
girl.
Age of consent in London is 12 years
you
old.
Know this.
Oh, hello there, governor. I'd like to suck your cock on wood. I'm a little boy.
She's going,
oh, you're not a little boy. No, no, no. You're 12 years old. That means I could give you quite a little rim job and you can get up in the chimney and clean it all out.
Can't buy a pint, but you can get some penis.
No, dude, age of drinking is like fucking 4.
That is true. Never
dude,
mind.
Europe's fucking crazy.
Europe
man.
Is, yeah. They come over here and they're like, you can't drink here? Yeah. And they're like, no.
Yeah, this is America, dude. We fucking fighting a fucking war first and then maybe you can have a drink.
Yeah, you can come back. Yeah, dude. Yeah,
that's wild. So, like, they're all... I bet, Sal probably just is like, because Sal was like the bad boy of the group, so he's probably all right with it.
I hope, dude. I hope.
I think it's all, what if this is all just a fucking impractical joke?
And now send him.
Yeah, and now
accuse him.
Yeah, now accuse all of them of raping you.
They just start laughing.
You're just fucking cracking up, dude.
Bro, it's,
and it's also funny because it's like, look at these guys. If they had like an opportunity to get some pussy, let them have it.
They wouldn't get it otherwise. I don't understand this thing too, where people are like, even the Impractical Jokers. It's like, yes, the dudes with millions of dollars running around the world. Yeah. Of course, they're gonna try to fuck some chicks.
Well,
they're dudes.
And here's the thing, man. If like every person fits your definition of rapist, maybe we need to redefine what rape is. Because, like, I'm honestly getting sick and tired of guys getting in trouble. What, for being horny?
Well, it's also, and I don't know, if the age thing is true, it is kind of fucked up. Well, pretty fucked up. But if it's, I forgot. What did you just say?
The horniness? About renaming and redefining what rape is?
Not even redefining. It's like, are they raping or are they just being, you know what I mean? Like, this is the thing too. Everyone throws out these, it's like an accusation. Like, okay, he messaged an underage girl. You're like, okay. But like, is that on the same level? It seems like nowadays that's on the same level of a full blown hold you down and rape you.
I mean, in many ways.
You think so? No. That's like, I don't know. It's just, I understand, especially if they were underage, it's really weird that you were messaging them, even if you do the whole. Like,
well, let's get a look at these. Let's get a look at these women first before we say anything.
Pull them up. No, I didn't. I didn't. That's the thing. The post I saw, the girl was blacked out, so I couldn't see what she
was. Well, not only that, but like, are they like saying like their names? And it's like, I feel like now, like, women can make a choice to have sex, regret that choice.
Yeah.
And then, I understand, like, I had a part to play, but in a way, it was manipulation.
That's what was in the article, too. She's like, I understand I played a part in this, and I was young, and I shouldn't have been in these circles, but, and I'm going, yeah. No, and again, if he's really being a creep and hitting on a younger woman, that's a problem in itself.
Yeah.
But, dude, like, why are these people doing? Like, why are they doing this? Like, why are younger girls going to hit? Like, why is that a thing? Why is it like? Oh, I don't know. I'm ranting. I'm losing my spot too. Like, why? Why are you there, dude? Like, why? I don't have kids. I don't know this, but if I had kids, I would make sure to instill to them, be like, hey, don't go to clubs, teenager, and try to get fucked. I don't know.
I remember being 16 and being like, damn, that would be crazy cool to have sex. Yeah, and like, they got like an incredible opportunity.
I can't imagine like traveling the world and like trying these things. Like, I'm just saying, I'm not saying it's their fault. I'm just saying, what's going on, dude? Why are you, what is this shit, dude?
What's going on, man?
No, it's just fucking weird. It's a lot of that where they're like, yeah, I knew what I was doing at the time, but 10 years from now that I've realized it was wrong, I'm cashing in. I think that's the thing too. I think they meet with a lawyer and are like, hey, what can I get away with it?
You know? Or they talk to a therapist who's like, all of your trouble can be traced back to this one incident.
Yeah, and I don't know, man. I'm just saying it's happening a lot lately. That's the other thing. It's like, oh, we had an emotion. It was emotional manipulation. You're like, bro.
It's like, damn, dude, I just want my dick sucked.
Yeah, I also, like, I wish I could use that excuse for the shitty women I've had in my life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I wish I could come at them with, like, court papers and be like, hey, remember that time you made me, like, take off work for a week to nurse you through your fat surgery? I want that money back. You know what I mean? Like, for real. Like, that's a real thought I've had. But I would never do that, though. You know what I mean? I would never go to a lawyer and be like, yo, the more I think about it, the last woman I dated fucked me over. I want to sue her. Like, I just, I don't know.
Why not?
I don't have the time. I also, like, even if, I was going to say, I think I have even crazier texts to argue that.
Yeah.
And it's like, I wouldn't even go and, like, you know, it's not even me just being like, hey, I really wish you weren't mean to me that night, and her being like, fuck you, you know, and then being like, sue this woman. That's what it is, though. A lot of times they're like, hey, I thought we were going on a date, and the guy's like, no, just come to my hotel room. And they're like, see, manipulated. It's like, bro, they're also fit. Like,
that being said, if I was a rich and famous guy and Kelly was dead, and Kelly would have had to have been dead for at least 8 years. Like, she'd have to be, like, cold in the ground. Finney would have to have passed on, too, because, God forbid, something happens that Kelly dies and Finn's still around. Like, I'm not going to bring in another woman. That would confuse him, you know? It would be too much for his little mind.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to do that. And I'd also have to fucking get over her death, which, who knows how many lifetimes that would take. You know what, Sally? Now that I double think about it, I wouldn't start dating after Kelly died. I already had my happy ending, dude. I would just become a cool hermit. I'd probably like own like a dog ranch, and beautiful models would come and look at like all the different dogs, and they would be like, Joe, can I please suck your dick? And I'm like, absolutely fucking not. Never.
I have nothing to give you, my sweet.
But say this is an alternate universe, right? Like, Kelly doesn't even exist in this one. It's the exact, same thing as now. He's hyped.
I know.
He's hyped. I would probably take a woman out. I wouldn't be like, just come to my hotel room and fuck me.
Yeah.
Especially if she's like a little fucking cutie. Show off a little of that arm candy. I'm like, order the fucking good meal. Also, order the sexual stuff that I'm going to eat alone in the hotel room later. But I want to make it seem like it's reasonable.
Yeah. Also, dude, what is the... What are young women being told about rich celebrities and hotel rooms? Are they like, hey, just so you know, when a rich guy invites you to a hotel room, nothing weird's going to happen. Like, you know what I mean?
You know, like how black parents have to tell their kids how like cops aren't their friends.
They give them
like,
the talk.
They have to give them the talk. Like, that's what, parents of beautiful women should have to do to them is like, look, everyone's going to try to fuck you.
Everyone.
If you get a promotion at work, it's because they're trying to fuck you. If somebody is nice to you, they're trying to fuck you.
Yeah.
Everyone's trying to fuck you.
Just like, or not even like, it's always just be like, honey, that's always just a part of it, whether you like it or not. Like, just keep that in your mind.
Keep that in your back pocket.
Yeah, you don't always have to like delve into like, oh, they're trying to fuck me, but always remember like,
they're trying to fuck you.
They're trying to fuck you, especially older dudes. Like this whole like, and he invited me in a hotel room, and I was just so excited. It's like you. I'm not saying they didn't know. I'm just saying everyone knows. Even when I was that young, I knew if someone says come to my hotel room, what they're insinuating. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I also was never in a situation where a woman or even an older man would be like, hey, you want to come to my hotel room?
Yeah.
So, again, I've never been in that situation. Yeah. But I don't know. This is too. Like, have you ever watched a movie about a scumbag? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
all the time.
I don't know what's, what's going on, dude. I watched a lot of SVU with my mom growing up. Don't know why. But she would always say, hey, don't do that.
Oh, good mom.
All the time. Every time she's like.
Now, when she says don't do that, that means the police solving the crime and bringing rapists to justice.
I can talk without a lawyer. Hey, don't do that.
I can talk without a lawyer. Yeah.
Alex, don't do that.
I would always. Yeah, you always ask for a lawyer. Yeah.
And I've made that mistake, too. I fucked up when I got arrested.
Yeah.
I made a huge
mistake. You were telling the police everything they wanted to hear?
Essentially, except like I didn't snitch on anyone. I snitched on myself like
that
a retard.
Sucks. Yeah, you think they'd be like lenient or something?
They twisted my arm, real and metaphorically, where they were like, "Look, dude, we have enough on you right now. They arrested me. They have all my shit. They're like,
they
dude,
got weed.
We
just
have
for weed,
weed scale. They had everything. That they really. I got caught with a lot of like." You're fucked no matter what. But they essentially like holding my arm like in cuffs, twisting it. We're like, bro, this is going to go one of two ways. One, we just wait till the morning. Judge signs a warrant. We go to your house. We trash it. We take all your shit either way. And we'll trash your house. Or you tell us where your weed is. We go and get it. And we don't trash your house. And that was kind of where that went. Mm-hmm. But then they came back and we're like, all right, now that we're done with that, tell us where you got all the weed. And I was like, no. And they were like, well, you're going to go to jail then. And I was like, all right, I've already been lied to once and I fell for it. No more. And they were like, whoa, we'll see what happens, tough guy. And then they came back in and were like, you're free to go. And that was that. Nice. I just was like, all right, I'll see you later at court.
That probably would have been a lot worse if you were a black person, though.
Probably.
They'd probably kill you if you were. No, you absolutely would have died in the back of the cop car if you were a black person, because that is what cops love doing.
They do.
Cops have been always cool with me, but I have this beautiful white skin.
Yeah.
I'm like a national treasure. Yeah. A cop would fucking throw himself in the way of a bullet.
That's what you have, too. If you put on some aviators, you got that stash.
I got
they're
cop
like,
face.
They're like, what's up, bud? How you doing?
At ease.
Yeah.
I'll take that. I'll take that patrol.
Yeah.
You're with me today.
Off duty? Off duty?
I got off duty cop vibes. That sucks, dude. Yeah, you always got a lawyer up.
Oh, yeah, dude. And that's the thing. I actually planned on lawyering up when it was happening, but everything was so awful that it just fucked
me. I got a lawyer on retainer.
I wish, dude. Oh, well. You take some L's and you...
It happens, dude. Yeah, but look, it made you the man you are today, you know? All of these trials and tribulations forging the path you walk on now.
Yeah. Defending Murr and... Joe Gatto.
Yeah.
Not even. Like, I'm just saying, like...
We could redo fucking Impractical Jokers. Here.
Could.
I'm in the booth, and you have to do these things.
All right. Go up to that woman and say, excuse me, are you Jewish? Excuse me, are you Jewish? Just do that all day.
It's easy, dude.
Are you Jewish? Are you a Jewish
How hard
woman?
Could it be? Like, it's like, I would have one where, like, you're at, like, a pizza parlor, and it's like, all right, now pick your nose. But keep kneading the dough.
Ooh, that'd be good. That'd be good. I would do the
like you sneeze on the pizza.
I would make someone eat the donut the way I do it on a date. Because guys, if you don't know, I eat the frosting off the top of my chocolate frosted donuts first, and then I eat the carcass of the donut.
Why would you eat the carcass though if you already had the best part?
Because I've talked about this before. Maybe I like that part of the donut. I like the plain dough. They don't make it any other way. That's the other thing, too. Those donuts with the frosting, there's no donuts without the frosting. There's old-fashioned, but they're a different texture of dough.
Yeah.
So I want the regular.
I know what you mean.
The bottom.
What about glazed?
That's glazed, though, man. It's a topping
so
in itself.
So you want, like, an unglazed?
Yes.
Can I get a glazed donut? Hold the glaze.
Yes, dude. Dude, that would...
They have to fucking special order it.
They'd, like...
Have you ever seen the Krispy Kreme conveyor belts?
Yes.
Yeah. So you just gotta like grab one before it goes through the fucking glaze.
You know what's crazy? What? Krispy Kreme is always glazed, so I'll never. They're always
you just
glazed.
You gotta intercept it before.
I don't think they'll be the same as the Dunkin' Donuts dough. I don't even like Dunkin' Donuts that. I hate Dunkin' Donuts. But
top 10 donuts right now.
Donut dip in Westfield, Mass.
Okay.
They're amazing. That's like, they give you donuts that are like the size of your head.
Yeah.
And you can get them custom made. So
should we do the donut tour?
Dude, I'll do it.
We do this. We do a live podcast at various donut shops. Yeah.
Duck Donuts.
Okay.
Did I ever take you and Kelly there when we went to Connecticut?
No, we talked about it though. We drove past it.
Duck Donuts it's like right outside New York. There's also one in Queens.
Okay.
It's between Queens and Connecticut. It's either in New York or right outside in Connecticut. I can't remember. It might be like the White Plains area. Anyway. Donut Pub in the city is pretty great.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of those. Neil's Donuts in Connecticut. Shout out to the Connecticut heads out there. Neil's Donuts is pretty great. Fuck. Oh, man, there's a few. Oh, California. You know California has some great donuts.
I'm mainly just Krispy Kreme. But there's a bunch of, like, if you're in the San Francisco, there's, like, all these, like, 24-hour coffee shops that have donuts. They're just, like, regular ass owned by, like, you know, Chinese people.
I don't know if I told this. I went to San Diego and, Temecula.
Okay.
Which is not San Diego at
all. Close enough.
But I was in LA visiting, and my friend, she lived in Temecula, staying with her. Every morning, I would go to the same donut shop because the first day I went there, I walked in, mm-hmm. and it was like a soup Nazi situation where I walked in and I said, I just started like that. I said, and she goes, "What you want?" And I said, "Could I get, what?" And I start pointing. She goes, "Which one you point at?" I go, "This one." She goes, "Which one?" I go, "Chocolate frosted." She goes, "That one?" I go, "Yeah." She goes, "What else?" I go, just like a whatever, hot chocolate. She goes, "All right." And I buy, and I bought it. And dude, everyone else who came in, same thing. They'd be like, "Could I get us?" She'd be like, "What do you want? Hurry up." And they're like, everyone flustered. One guy like couldn't order fast enough. She's like, "Hurry up." And he's like, "Oh, geez, I don't know." And she's like, "Figure it out." I was like, so I would go in every day and I would be like, "Chocolate frosted water." She'd be like, "Okay." And then I'd sit back, dude, and just watch random people come in and be like, could I get what? And they'd be like, sorry. She's like, "Hurry up."
It's a cultural thing.
Dude, it ruled so hard. I missed that woman.
Yeah.
She yelled at her staff, dude. Like a guy came out of the kitchen. She's like, "What are you doing up here? Go in the back." And he was like, "All right, gee." It ruled. I love that woman. It was a donut shop in Temecula in a place with all the shops.
A little strip mall.
A square. Yeah, what are they called? Those called? Yeah, this is a strip mall.
Strip mall, oh, I know what
Plaza. Yeah. Plaza, dude. I know stuff. Anyway, and I don't know any other locals I could think of. I'm a big local shot. The donut plant's okay over here.
Yeah.
The one big T.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that one. That one's pretty good.
But yeah, other than that, man.
Yeah, I walk past it like every day.
It's pretty good. I like it.
Nice.
I'm trying to think of anything else in the city.
Donuts are pretty good.
I'm a big donut guy.
Yeah.
Big donut guy. Never won't be unless they tell me you're going to lose a foot.
You'll still do it, dude. By then, we've probably figured out how to harvest stem cells to regrow fucking feet and shit.
If I can just stay slender my whole life, I think I'll be okay.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's going to be hard the way I eat.
Yeah,
too.
Dude.
It's going
to
get worse.
You have to start exercising eventually.
I gotta do push-ups before I leave. Don't let me forget.
Yeah, you got it. You got it. Cool. We'll do it. You'll do it on film, dude.
No,
so the audience can count
so
along.
Embarrassing, dude. Have them ridicule me.
Yeah.
In the comments, like they always do. No, I'm just. I didn't.
You read the comments, then. You have to read the comments.
I don't know. Do they?
No.
Usually,
we only get like 3-4 comments an episode if we're lucky.
Yeah, guys, feel free to destroy me in the comments. Also,
engagement.
You guys have been. We got. More subscribers.
We got
this
a
week,
little boost.
Nice.
We got the gas digital boost.
Yeah, dude. Shout out Shannon.
Yes.
And Zach and
Lewis. We should start recording at Gas Digital.
Oh, just go there.
Just go
Not
there and
pay.
Start recording.
We could talk to Nat. Be like, Nat.
Work out an agreement.
Talk to Natalie and be like, hey.
We go in like after hour. We go in at like 3 a.m.
let's get, I know Natalie's dating Blind Mike, but how about we get Natalie a little pussy on the side and we get some free recording sessions, you feel me? Natalie, help us out. I wonder if she has a Google alert to her name.
I don't know. Well, like, we'd have to include her in the comments in this.
This is true. I ran into a former lady this week.
I'd lady mean like friend. A trans?
No, a lady friend. A lady friend, and she's like, I heard what you said on one of these podcasts. I was like, I didn't say it. She goes, I have a Google alert on my name. And I was like,
wait, really?
Yeah, but it wasn't me. It was Ryan, that one episode, that fucking idiot.
Oh, when he mentioned some.
Okay, well, you didn't have to say her.
What? Yeah, but how did find it, though? Because we don't mention her in the comments.
It's audio, so you just said her name, and now she'll get alerted that it was said during this podcast. I was trying to
no,
be discreet.
She won't. How goes?
You didn't type. We didn't type it in on the episode.
But how does just the audio
it's
of
the
it?
Audio of it.
The audio you doesn't idiot. Pick it up, dude. No, dude.
How did she know?
Probably because she's in love with you, so she was watching the episode, and then like you were like, I had sex with this girl in a public bathroom, right, and she was like, wait a minute.
Stop.
Wait a minute. I had sex with Sally in a public bathroom.
Stop.
What? It's fine, dude. Don't worry. Google, please remove that. What is it? Mark Zuckerberg, I do not consent
so
to this information.
Right, she's going to get mad. Girlfriend's going to get
she's
mad.
She's not going to get mad. Your girlfriend's not going to get mad. This was like, your girlfriend was still in high school when this happened, dude. What are you fucking talking about, dude? What are you talking about?
Oh,
it,
man.
It's fine. You can't behold somebody to
oh,
their past
God.
Self. You know, it's very funny. Like we'll get somebody
You're such an asshole.
We'll get somebody in trouble. We'll get somebody in trouble for something they said like 10 years ago, 15 years ago, right? But then like and they're like, people never change. And then someone's like, oh, I'm actually a woman. And they're like, go girl, this is who you are now, and you're capable of change.
I knew I shouldn't have brought that up.
Why, dude?
I wanted to just, I don't know, I have nothing to talk about. I was like, I'll just bring up a thing related sort of to the podcast.
It's fine,
that
dude.
It won't ruin.
It won't, dude. It was great. It reaffirmed your hatred of Ryan, dude.
Swear to God, if I get yelled at over this,
you won't get yelled at, dude. It's just an innocent little podcast, dude. Does he have gunk in his eye again?
No, I always, he has like this space in between, in his like, that little thing. And I always want to like scratch it. I don't
yeah.
know what it is.
It's just me and the boys this weekend, man. Kelly's out of town.
Oh, why?
I'm all alone.
Where's she
going? She's going to Colorado. She's officiating a friend's wedding.
Oh, nice.
So
she's always on the weddings, bro. Get yeah. her, tell her to have like less friends.
Nah, dude. Like she like
no,
she's also like she'll also help you write a speech for weddings or anything.
Right, right, right.
So hit her up on Instagram at hello, this is Kelly.
Speeches from wedding, bro. They just gotta come from here.
It helps.
Gotta come from here, bro.
But
I could murder a wedding speech. I know I could.
You think so?
Kill it, dude.
What would you say at me and Kelly's wedding?
Oh, dude. And I know Joe lies about everything. Everything, every single thing he says, he lies about, but not that he loves Kelly Taylor. Woo, Kelly's crying. You're nice. Just like, you're smoking a joint.
Hell yeah.
You're edibled out. That would be me, dude. That would be the final line. And I know he doesn't mean, he lies about everything. Everything. How many people in here thought Joe had kids?
Nice,
like at least
dude.
10 people.
That is my favorite lie to tell people.
Dude, you know how many comics I hang out with? And I'm like, yeah, we do a podcast, and they'll be like, does he have kids?
We're like, yeah, dude.
But I just,
it's like, it's such like a fun, because like there are like those deadbeat comics that are like, I know I should raise my kid, but I got to do this open mic.
Bro,
I got to get that mic in.
I gave a comic a ride home from Philly once. He was hammered. And
oh, yeah.
I was like, you have kids, man? He's like, I got a few kids, man. I was like, oh, weird. And he was like, I fucking hate them.
Damn.
He's like, if I didn't have these kids, man, I'd be so much farther in life and shit.
I don't think so. The fact that he has that kind of mentality,
dude.
That's
what I said.
Oh, my God.
Oh, bro, it was brutal. I was looking at him like, oh, man, that's just, oh, it's sad.
Damn, must have been a long car ride.
It was not great, man. And dude, he never thanked me. No, nothing. I was being kind offering because we were going back to the city anyways.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, hey, you're on the, let's go back. Nothing, dude.
Like, if I'm
never
like,
reciprocated, doesn't remember when I see him too. I go, hey man, how you doing? He's like, oh, yeah. Doesn't ever remember.
Damn, dude.
I brought it up to him. I go, remember that Philly car ride? He's like, oh yeah, man. Oh shit. And I was like, oh, you were really that drunk? It's crazy.
Yikes, dude. How old was he at the time?
He's in his 40s or 50s.
Damn, that's...
You know him, too.
I know. I know who we're talking about. I learned my lesson naming names, dude.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Also, I don't remember his name, but I know he's black. I know he was on, like, Buff Boys and shit.
Philly.
Yeah.
I mean, he was... Yeah. Philly.
Yeah. No. Hangs out with, like, other, like, black guys people. Half his age.
Maybe.
Like, damn, dude. Yikes.
Yeah, it takes pictures posing with them in urinals. It's not weird.
I've said it before. It's like, if you ask, like, a fucking racist white man to describe a black man in New York City, he would describe that guy. Oh, I don't know. Fucked up teeth, fucking hates his kids, wears a hoodie, right? Throwing up that Trayvon Martin style. You know,
poses in front of things randomly, yeah. Takes pictures of nothing, flips it off.
But like everyone hates that type of black guy, dude.
Nah, yeah.
Black guys hate that type. They're like, we're trying to fucking be seen as human, and these fucking black guys are ooga booga-ing it up. I understand the culture, dude.
You love ooga booga.
It's a fucking beautiful word. A beautiful word, a wonderful phrase. What a fucking great night, man.
I know, dude.
Feeling good, dude.
Yeah, this is a Friday night, you guys.
It's a fucking Friday night hang, dude.
So you're out trying to have sex.
We're grinding.
Yeah, we're grinding.
We're like that
dude.
Fucking black guy with the morning routine. Did you
see
that
dude,
one?
Yeah.
Well, I like how everyone has like hostage tape now. Everyone's sleeping with like hostage tape.
Yeah. Or the ice bucket face in the ice bucket.
Multiple times. Like he washed his face 3 times before 6 a.m.
Dude, I'll give him this. That video ends at like 10, right?
Yeah.
I was impressed at how much he got done. I was like,
I mean, but like, how much did he really get done? He woke up, like, he brushed his teeth, he washed his face.
Laptop, he's like, yeah. I was like, this is horseshit.
Yeah, he did like one. He's clearly in some kind of like multi-level marketing job.
Because
all he said was like, we got to get it over 10,000. And it's like,
dude,
what the fuck are you talking
dude,
about?
And it meant nothing. And
well, I bet all of that is staged.
Yeah, a lot of it was, dude. It's also... The thing a lot of people pointed out in that is like, are you just setting up the camera in between these takes? You know
what
I mean?
No, he probably paid like somebody like $15,000 to be like, I want to show. But it worked because like, look how viral it went.
Great quality.
And he's probably going to end up like doing some like selling shit on like, you know, morning routine.
No, he's one of those guys who's like, I'm a high value male. All right. I got stocks here. I got property here. I got this here. I got multiple women I'm dating, not ever going to get married. It's like that thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I have one son with one woman who I don't ever want to talk to again in my life. But I pay for all her shit. And that's why she doesn't talk to me. And shit like that. That's that guy.
Yeah.
And I respect that, honestly.
Respect the hustle, man.
I respect keeping your child close and the woman you had it with far away, dude. And turn the kid against them.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
I'm not going to have a kid. I'm going to clone myself.
Ooh.
I'm going to do the Django Fett approach.
I like that.
Yeah. That's the way to do it.
It was pretty cool.
And then, like, if I could do a thing where I can transfer my consciousness into that freshly cloned baby bump. That's the way. That's really the true way to immortality.
Dude, when I was, I don't know if I told you this, when I was dog walking on this
podcast. Oh, yeah.
Dude, I had a client who had 3 cloned dogs of a already dead dog.
That's just retarded.
So the dog, the original dog's dead.
Right.
It has 3 cloned copies walking around. I had to walk them.
That's insane.
They were insane, dude.
How did they act?
They acted like weird, and guess what? Other dogs hated them. Every single dog that came across them was like,
they know it does. They don't have souls.
No, for real. Dude, they were weird. They all like were in unison. They were like kind of aloof. And every single dog growled at them, didn't want to be near them, would like give them a sniff and then be like this.
Damn, dude. That is another fucking Shudder horror movie, dude.
But they weren't the worst. They weren't bad dogs. They were just clones. You could
tell. Well, that's like the, you know, that like everything else, it's like a slippery slope of like how much longer until we actually clone humans, you know?
It's coming, dude.
Well, they're gonna start small. Like, it's gonna be like, well, let's just clone
like an ear.
Yeah, like we'll clone them for like an organ transplant, you know? Like, oh, this person's
like The Island, the movie.
Yeah, yeah. Like, oh, this guy needs a lung transplant. We're going to just clone him.
And take
his lungs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then eventually it's
Michael Clark Duncan.
Yeah. And then eventually it's going to be like a thing where it's like, we're going to clone like a healthy body for you and transplant your brain.
Brain, yep. Dude, it's coming.
That'd be kind of chill, though.
Yeah. I don't. Yeah, I guess.
I take my DNA, but I'd like mix it with like 0.03% black, so I have a dick, a nice fucking big black dick.
I thought you were gonna like,
and like that black guy, you know how like black guys just naturally have abs?
Yeah, dude, they all do.
Yeah, they're all straight, unless they're fat as fuck.
That's, yeah, well,
yeah, they're either fat as fuck, they're either fat as fuck or they're jacked.
Yeah,
like it's the dichotomy of blackness.
Yo, dude, you really don't see like an average black guy. You know what I mean? There's never like, oh my god, dude, that's so true. They're few and far between.
Well, you know why, dude. You know why?
Dude, I was thinking it, and I didn't want to bring it up.
In
generational,
in like the fucking slave times, dude. Are you going to have... No, you're going to kill the fucking unhealthy ones, and it's only like the jacked ones that are like capable of working 12 hours in the field that would get to breed with my slave
women.
You
have to elaborate.
So like you're fucking... You're making like these stronger and dumber black people,
Jesus
because
Christ.
You don't want them...
Why?
You don't want them smart like... You don't want them smart like Nat Turner or Frederick Douglass. You know,
Matt Turner.
So like, who are the slaves you're gonna take out to breed? Who are the ones you're gonna stud? Like the fucking big, dumb, muscular, fucking black guys.
Do you know? So Nat Turner, I could be off on the numbers. I believe he killed like 200.
Yeah, white people. He was leading like a rebellion.
Right, he was. He killed like 200.
Yeah.
Of them. After they killed Nat Turner, you know what the white people did? They killed like 1,000 slaves.
Yeah,
it's
that's
fucking brutal,
dude.
Dude,
that was,
they're pieces of shit, dude.
I wrote a fucking report on Nat Turner.
I remember reading that and being like, he was dead.
Right.
Why are you guys like? As an
but
example,
it's to send the message.
Up,
yeah,
bro. That's fucked up, though. It's,
I do. I mean, I do wish we had slaves, though. Because,
Stop.
It would make
all in one podcast,
dude. Think of all the shit that would be fucking cheaper. iPhones would be like $45. $45 easy.
We'd be way farther technologically wise.
Absolutely,
in general,
dude.
Actually.
We'd be living up in the clouds, dude. It would literally be like Elysium.
What is this bitch? Sorry.
What's she doing? What's
my
she
friend,
saying now?
She's being annoying. Oh, what is this?
Tell her like you're working. Shannon, pull that up. Pull up that screen.
What?
What's she saying?
It's just my friend. She's like, being a bitch.
About what? Everything?
We're supposed to... What?
Switch back the...
Yeah,
dinner.
We're supposed to... Because I work... You know, I work over there.
Right.
I was like, oh, after I'll go hang over there. And everyone's like, being gay now. I told them I'd be later. I'm trying to further my career here.
Yeah, this is huge for Sully.
Trying to edit
this
after.
This is a huge opportunity. I'll show you like all the... I'll show you how to sync the audio, which is the most important thing, dude. That's the most important thing. Everything else is like...
That's
whatever.
All I need for my podcast. Anyway... Yeah. Anything else cool happened this week, dude? I don't know, man.
You did Lewis and Zach.
Oh, we
Best
already
Digital.
We talked about that sort
a
of
little
the last
bit.
One. Just a little. That was fun. Got a lot of good. I didn't check those comments. I'm kind of scared.
No,
but
it's fine.
A lot of people in my personal life reached out and were very kind. So I appreciate
nice,
that,
dude.
Guys.
You
Thank
made it, baby.
Yeah, a lot of people from who moved and stuff were like, "Yo, oh, you want real."
Yeah.
Sick. And I was like, yeah, man, no big deal. You know, play
you
like
see,
me.
You think that's impressive. You see me on Super Sully Jones.
Yeah, yeah. that was great, man. I always have a good time down at Gas.
Nice.
I got to reconnect with a bunch of people. I got to see Natalie again. You know, we always
Your crush.
Love seeing Natalie. Not at all. And, yeah, man, that's, I'm trying to think of anything cool. Oh. Dude, I watched this movie called The Night of the Running Man. Have you ever seen that?
No, what's that about?
Scott Glenn and I forgot the other guy. Scott Glenn, though, he's a big character actor. But it's like Collateral, dude, where it's a cab driver. He picks up a guy and the guy's like, we got to get out of here. And then that guy gets murdered but leaves his suitcase in the cab. And the cab driver opens it. It's $1 million.
Nice.
And then they send Scott Glenn after him as a hitman to kill him. And, dude... this hitman kills like 5 women in the movie who don't need to die. Nice. Like he just kills them brutally, and you're like out of nowhere. Also, the whole movie, dude, this ruled. Everywhere the good guy went, the bad guy would just be there. Like every time. I'm nice. Not kidding, dude. It was such an entertaining movie because me and my roommate were watching it, who does sketches with me. Shout out Casey. Every time he got to a hotel he was hiding at, or he went like to a bar, the killer would just show up, dude, and be like, I found you again. Like every single nice. Time, dude. At the end of the movie, even, we were like, at the last scene, the conclusion it happens, and we were like, no fucking way. And it just ruled. It was one of those movies where you're like, you could tell they had the premise, and then as the movie went along, they were like, we're abandoning it. Dude, because it's called Night of the Running Man. Mm-hmm. First of all, multiple nights in this movie. Second of all, at one point in the movie, another hitman's involved. He tortures the cabbie by boiling his feet.
Yikes.
Like, I've never seen it in any other movie, but he boils his feet, dude, to the point where they're like, you can't walk.
Yeah.
And then he slowly, throughout the last half hour of the movie, that they have a whole half hour after he boils his feet, he's like on crutches, then he's running, and then he's limp, and then it just slowly, he's not even on crutches. It's insane, dude. He's not even running half the
anyway. Nice, dude. So what's it on? What service?
It was on Tubi, the best streaming service of all time, dude.
Nice,
if you
dude.
You want to see an old, like, just fun 90s movie that, you know, you've, like, The Substitute, it's on Tubi.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I do. I did see The Substitute.
If you like The Substitute, you'll love Night of the Running Man.
All right, maybe I'll check it out.
Because that's what we compared it to, because The Substitute is just a guy murdering kids.
Right. But they were bad kids.
They were bad. And they were running. The principal was helping them run drugs through the thing. Also, a weird thing about that movie, the gym teacher, the substitute we're talking about now. If you remember, the gym teacher, the English teacher finds out they're selling drugs, and they catch him in the gym, and he runs to one side of the gym, and the bad guys are on that side. Then he goes to run to the other side. The bad guys are on that side. So he starts climbing the rope in the middle of the gym to get away. And they're all watching him, and they're like, what are you doing? And they shoot him. And then when he falls, the principal, an esteemed member of the PTA and all that, like educational system, he walks up to him and turns the gun sideways and shoots him just because he was black. That's the only reason I could think of why they made him do that.
It's an instinctual thing.
Yeah, or like because he was in the gang and he was like, yeah.
Time to die,
I was
motherfucker.
Like, but he's also like that. Whatever. I don't know. That bothers me. It's like he's supposed to be the man in charge. He wouldn't turn the gun side. Anyway, it's fine. Anyway,
turn the gun sideways. On you.
It does. Dude, turning the gun sideways never works. They showed that in The Wire, too.
Really?
Yeah, in The Wire.
I need to watch that. Maybe I'll watch it. I don't know if Kelly wants to watch that, but I don't want to start watching that without her.
You should try to watch it with her. I used to watch The Wire with a lady.
Nice, dude. Yeah, she doesn't like I'm trying to sell her on Breaking Bad. But
she doesn't like Breaking Bad.
Well, she hasn't watched it yet, but like, there's going to be shit that's going to upset her in Breaking Bad.
Well, probably, yeah. It's not a happy
show. I don't
know.
I thought it was pretty fucking cool.
I loved Breaking Bad.
I was like rooting for Walter White, and then, spoiler alert, I was like, God rewarded him by curing his cancer because he got cool.
I when I had my appendix out, I rewatched Breaking Bad, and I got into season 2 before I realized I was feeling worse because it's such dark shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is amazing, but I need to watch something happier because I was just stuck. Like, I couldn't do anything, but it was lowering making my depression worse.
It's such an intense show.
It's the best, though.
But it's so good. The acting is so fucking good. And it's so funny because, like, before that, like, I'd only seen Bryan Cranston Malcolm in the Middle, and then like Seinfeld episodes and stuff.
He's like a bumbling idiot.
Yeah, it's like, oh, he's just kind of like a goofy guy. He's very funny.
He did that a lot. That's what I knew him for. I knew always Hal is like making a childish whimper about everything. I loved Malcolm.
Now, did you see the alternate end for Breaking Bad where it cuts to him waking up and he was like, oh my God, I was always going around and calling her B-word. And then Lois, it was so perfect. Jane Cranston, when she was like, oh, yeah, she was blonde. All right, now I know you're dreaming. You know, just like that. So it was such a good... That would have... On, I'll be honest. If that is, if that was actually how they ended Breaking Bad, I would have been like, "This is like the greatest series." It ends with like Walter White bleeding out. Yeah, it pulls away, and then it just cuts to Hal waking up, and the whole thing is a dream within Malcolm in the Middle series. That's fucking cinema level. Dude. Take
that would be they would argue in the future, be like, all right, is it the Breaking Bad ending or the Sopranos ending?
Yeah, they would, you know, and then they'd have to be like dark cut where they just cut out the fucking Malcolm in the Middle. Like, oh, this is a dark cut, yeah, where it's just, it's not a dream.
What I loved about Breaking Bad, I've said this a lot over the since I've watched it, is unlike a lot of other shows about criminals, they're never winning. Like, never. Even when they're winning, they're not. Like,
it's a back and forth, yeah.
Right. Well, even, like, they did such a good job on that show where, let's say they were like, all right, the enemies are dead. We got $1 million. Let's cook. The last scene of that episode would be, like, a cop finding, like, Walter's glasses. And you're like, oh, well, fuck. You know
right,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it never ended with them, like, on top, is my point. They were always struggling. And as a weed dealer, I related to that in that aspect, where no matter how much weed I got, money I got, something went wrong. Someone was being an asshole.
We should get back into the weed bit. Selly, it's time to grow.
I would love to, dude.
Selly, it's time to
never
trim.
Stopped. I should have never stopped being in the weed business.
Honestly, yeah, you'd probably be further in comedy too.
Probably, dude. I quit because I was working, and I was like, I don't need to do this anymore.
You went legit.
And then, weed exploded, and I was like, I did everything wrong.
Yeah, like, all the dealers just became, like, bud tenders
and shit.
I know,
dude. I hate it so much.
Man, you could have had, like, Selly Smoke Shop.
I know, man. I know.
It's too late now, dude. Too late now to be a drug dealer, dude.
Yeah.
Drug dealing's a young man's game, dude.
Yeah, man. It's over. I could probably sell coke to comics now, but I don't want to.
Why not?
Because cokehead comics are the worst. They really piss me off.
Yeah, they'll never be cool the way pot is.
Well, cokeheads, dude, are the worst. Like, they're not.
Well, it's like a step away from being a crackhead.
Yeah, comics have to figure out how to get women to their hotel rooms the right way and how to do coke the right way.
It's just like, hey, I'm going to order a fuck ton of food
and
watch a movie.
Do you want to come?
You want to watch a movie? It's like, come on, dude, we're going to eat pizza on the bed, dude. You seriously don't want to eat pizza on the bed?
I'll eat pizza
dude,
on the
I'm
bed.
Selling myself on this,
I've eaten
dude.
Pizza on the bed. I mean, not together, but I've eaten pizza on a bed with Zach Amico on the other side of the room. You're damn right. I'll eat it with a woman.
That must have been some heavy breathing. That's awesome.
Yeah, fuck. What did you just say?
Hotel rooms. Have you ever had sex in a hotel room?
Yeah.
Pretty cool, huh?
It's pretty. It is pretty cool how reckless you get.
And it's like, well, there's like a level of freedom where it's like, oh, okay.
We'll never have to clean this up.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can get real debaucherous in a hotel.
Have you ever had a person shit on you in a hotel room?
No.
Oh.
But I dated a girl who had sex with in a hotel room who let someone shit on her, I'm pretty sure.
She loved it.
She did not.
Oh, really?
She told me about it. Well, she didn't say it. She didn't tell me the event. I didn't even have to ask her. Because I think I've told about this too, but a girl, we were laying in bed one time, and she was like, can do whatever you want. I'm pretty open. I was like, oh, word. And she's like, but just no scat play. I don't, none of that. And I remember like.
That really made you want to do it.
No, it just made me think like, oh, you've done it before, but it went.
There's only one way a person can know thy limits, and that's when they've been reached.
That's just like, and I, you know, that's the thing I've never been able to get out of my brain where I'm like, this girl was able to be convinced shit was an option.
You're like, may I eat your asshole, madam?
Or do something. But no, like, it's scat. It's not like, oh, I eat my ass and it's I didn't really wipe. It's like, I think it's smearing and stuff.
Yeah, like actually taking a shit.
Or like
fucking pooping in your hand and throwing it like a snowball.
I can't eat.
You ever had a poop fight?
No.
Poo fight! And you just start throwing shit at each other.
Oh my God, dude. I've heard that's a thing, though.
I'm sure.
I read a
news report.
Yeah, I don't know how real these are. You know, it's like those. It's like 4chan or Reddit. One of those blurbs.
Yeah.
So I don't know which one it was, but it was one where they're like, "Yeah, me and my wife scat play, and we trip and we take shrooms and we throw shit at each other all night, and we usually do it in Airbnbs, but we forgot to like wrap up one. They forgot to clean an area and they got caught. It was a whole fucking." thing. That's what I read, and I was like, I don't know if this is real or not, but I believe this this has happened somewhere, which is disgusting, dude. You shouldn't. That shouldn't be your thing, dude. You should actually be ashamed of that and try to seek help.
You're king shaming?
I am. There are a lot of king shames.
Well, it's a sanitary issue.
There should be a honestly, bro, if I had a friend who was like, I get pegged, I would be very upset with him.
Why?
Because, like, what are we doing here, dude? What are we doing? What are we pretending to be here? All right? Just say
a guy who likes to get fucked in the ass.
By a woman. If he said that, like, bro, I don't know what you're being weird about. Like, I'm not being weird. You're weird.
You never fucking put a finger up your asshole?
No, I haven't.
Why not?
I haven't unless for... You don't believe me? I haven't. I've only had it for medical reasons.
Yeah, did you like it?
No, I hated it.
Wait, why'd you need a finger in your ass for medical reasons?
So the first time I had...
The doctor was testing for COVID. He's like, I'm sorry, Mr. Tomaselli. And like, you were all swept up in the propaganda of COVID-19 that you were like, all right, I guess you can do it. And like, doctor's like, doctor, isn't it typical for you to have a latex glove on? And he's like, I need to feel for any irregularities.
The nerves under my nail are how I can tell.
Yeah.
No, dude, I had chlamydia and the medication made my asshole like itch like a motherfucker. I don't know why. And I came in and I told my doctor and he's like, that's definitely what it is. I was like, you sure? He's like, yeah. We're still going to take a look.
Wait a minute. My asshole itches. Do you think I might have chlamydia?
No, the medication from the chlamydia thing. Like the medication I took for the chlamydia made my ass itch.
Did you put a little, did you put like maybe a little Bengay in there?
I did some witch hazel though. And it was just, nothing was helping. Okay. Nothing was helping. No relief. And I went there and he's like, yeah, man, you're fine. Just keep taking. He's like, once it clears up, you'll be fine. I was like, okay. Second time, I had a
hemorrhoid
and it popped, and then it scabbed over, and I didn't know what it was because I get in there, dude. I look. I was like, what the fuck is this? So I went to the doctor and I was like, lady, something's up, and she was like, I have to go look. And I remember stopping her and being like, please don't linger at all. I don't like this at all, even. Outside of here, I don't like this. And she was like, you're making it seem like you're like, I was like, I don't, just get through it. And then she jabbed
me. Did she really say that?
She didn't say it like that, but she gave me a look like, you sure? And I was like, lady, just fucking get in my ass and get
out.
Did
you come?
No.
That's what the prostate is.
It hurt.
You fucking.
That's a myth, by the
way. No, it's not.
It is. It's like,
no, it's not.
It's real, but it's not it. You don't have.
Who told you it was a myth?
The prostate's real. You don't have a G spot in your ass, though.
You do.
It's just. It's
you never.
Just the
you
prostate.
Never put a finger. You wouldn't know. You never put a finger in your asshole.
It's not that. It's not a thing. That's just how gay guys convince straight guys they're kind of gay. I swear to God, dude. Everyone's got a G spot. You're not gay, bro. I just like, come on. You're not gay. Now put my dick in your mouth.
Where's the G spot for a man?
Dick while I do.
I guess
now.
Like the whole penis is a G spot for a man.
Yeah, dude. Dudes, it's whatever, man.
That's actually kind of greedy to think like you can.
Area.
Yeah, it's like you can come by either fucking your penis or your ass.
I've had numerous.
Like, because I don't think women like getting fucked in the ass.
No, they really. Some do. Most of the time, it's an in the moment thing.
Yeah, but it's like no one that does also loves their father.
No, they definitely don't. They definitely don't. Also, like, I don't know. This is another hot take. If you don't have a dad, why is that? Not having a dad, why does that fuck women up so bad?
Because
I know
you don't have like a strong male role model to show you how to be treated with respect, how to be understanding, to set a precedent of masculinity. So like they only have what they see on television, and that's a very doctored, very shitty version of modern man.
Why is it not to go the other way, though? Like, I don't know many dudes whose mom dies who are like, bro, my mom died, and now I just fuck the worst women. Like,
they do. You never saw that? With mommy issues?
I know. Well, I know a lot of... I know... But see, I'm a mama's boy. I don't have mama's issues.
Of course,
issues,
dude.
You know
everyone,
what I mean?
Everyone that has both parents... Yeah. Is a mama's boy
I'm
by
a mama's
default.
Boy. Well,
and then there's also daddy's little girl.
Yeah, a daddy's boy?
Impossible,
I hate
dude.
I've been saying that, dude.
I'm a pop.
You don't want that.
You are your father's son. Dude, that's what you want to hope
that's
for.
That's different. But you don't want a dude who's like, who says
daddy's
daddy.
Boy.
Yeah,
dude. Who says daddy, dude? I didn't even say daddy as a baby.
I didn't say daddy. I didn't say mommy either.
I said da.
I don't think it was not I didn't put the Y at the end. But yeah, dude, there's a like if your dad dies as a woman, like, you should, that's another thing. Like, they should sit you down and be like, listen, your dad's dead. Don't be a whore.
Nothing
like,
you can do about
it. Just stop. Like, he wasn't, like, there are other good guys in the world. Your dad was a good guy, but, like, relax. There's other good guys in the world. Every woman who's dead, it's like they're part of their personality. They're like, oh, my dad died, so that's why I am this way. And you're like, would he want you to be shitty? You know what I mean? Like, are you making him proud? Like, do you think one day you're going to fuck a guy and then your dad's going to show up as a ghost and be like, I love you again? No. We can call it.
Well, what do you got coming up, man?
I don't. You know what? Let me look, because I do have a Don't Tell in Rhode Island coming up.
Ooh, Rhode Island.
I'm so Don't Tell'd out, dude.
Look at you, dude.
Don't Tell, April 11th. If you're in Rhode Island, dude, I'll be doing Don't Tell, and it'll be a lot of fun. I'd really appreciate it if you guys came.
Hell yeah.
That's pretty, dude, my is pitiful. Oh, I will be at April 2nd. I'm doing a gig with Nick Cara at Freddy's Bar. Or wait, that might be Dan. Never mind. Danny Fallon's show at Freddy's Bar, April 2nd. Check that out. And also, April 3rd, I'll be at Pine Box.
Ooh.
That'll be a lot of fun for that show you did last
week. Oh, hell yeah, dude. Yeah, that was a banger with Jonas Barnes. Yeah, yeah.
Shout out Jonas.
Awesome, yeah. Shout out Jonas Barnes, man. As always, you can follow me on social media at Joe W. Gorman. I'm going to be in Colorado in late June. I'm going to be in Colorado in late April. So if you have a show in the Denver area, or if you want me on your show, please reach out to me. I'd be happy to do your show. I'm also going to send out some avails for that. So I hope to see you there when I'm in Colorado. Add me on PlayStation Network at Joe W. Gorman. If you're on Xbox, my gamer tag is Joe Gorman. Right now, I'm playing Assassin's Creed Shadows.
Mm.
So, fuck with me.
Yeah, and follow me at Silly Sally, guys. Thank you. Keep an eye out for Yes Offense. It's coming back. Haven't still been beat New Vegas. We'll get to that one day.
Damn, dude. Different time. Sometimes you want to savor those games.
Dude, it's taken so long. 90 hours of my life.
That's awesome.
That's
you've
days.
Invested 90 hours.
So much time.
It's a masterpiece.
It really is, honestly. It's probably the best game I've ever played. I don't think I have anything else, man. We good?
That's it. We're good.
Bye.